Bobby. It's really a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Ben.
You have had a prolific career. You've worn so many hats. How do you look back on that?
I look back on it with no regrets, and I love everything that I've done, and I've been blessed by God to have the talent that I have and get into the positions of playing with the people, the organizations, the things, and going all over the world. Man, am I lucky.
But you made it happen.
Yes, I did make it happen. I don't believe in luck. I believe that you do it by constantly and always playing your best. I don't care if it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah, I don't care what it is. You play your best. You be honest with yourself also. Don't get an ego. Don't think that you're better than you are. Don't think that you're worse than you are. Keep it in perspective. And that's what I've done my whole life, and it seems to have paid off because when I was in the right place, it was always the right time.
It sounds like a Buffalo ethic.
Yeah, well, Buffalo is me. I love Buffalo. It's the place that makes me feel like the person that I am. It's the place that makes me the happiest. I love it. But I've been to so many places and enjoyed them and enjoyed the experiences that I know where I want to be. I'm very happy where I am. I got offered to move to Europe, and I didn't want to do that. So I'm working in Buffalo and the surrounding area. I've got a concert coming up on August 27th in Washington for the Monte Alexander Jazz Festival, and I'm taking my quartet with me. So we're going to have fun on that one. And I do get out-of-town gigs from time to time now.
Well, I would imagine with the contacts you've made, which have to be incredible, it would seem to me you would never run out of opportunities.
Well, you don't run out of opportunities, but you get out of the mainstream. And once you're out of that mainstream and the activity and seeing all the cats and doing the stuff and everybody seeing you, then sort of out of sight, out of mind sometimes does happen. But that's okay with me. I don't have any problem with that. I don't have an ego when it comes to that kind of a thing. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's Buffalo.
It's city of no illusions.
That's right.
Were you at all starstruck when the opportunity came to play with Maynard Ferguson and Dave Brubeck?
Not even a question about it. I was absolutely starstruck because when I got the gig with Maynard, it was on baritone, and I had never played baritone, so Dick Griffo lent me his baritone to go get the gig. I got the gig immediately, and then when I went back on tour, I went to Manny's, and they had two Berries, and I bought one of them. And then when I got the gig with Dave, again, dreamed about being Paul Desmond. And I'm the only guy, incidentally, since Paul Desmond died, that ever approached playing alto with Dave. You had Jerry Mulligan, you had Jerry Berganzi, you had Bill Smith on clarinet, you had all of this kind of stuff, but nobody ever tried to play alto. And I didn't feel at all worried about it.
Was that sacred ground?
I just think nobody wanted to try and fill that spot because he was such a giant.
Yeah.
I still, you know, when I started playing with Dave, it took me 2 years to get over who I was playing with first. The truth of the matter is that when you're a player and you want to say the truth with your horn, you can't say the truth if you're intimidated or feeling lower than the person you're next to. So before the gig and after the gig, I would be like a manservant to Dave and his wife if they chose. I loved them. I respected him to no end, and I looked up to him to the day that he died. But when I hit the stage, he was just a piano player.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the only way you'll find that you play truly the best you can. If there's intimidation in there, if there's anything like that, it changes your playing and makes you second guess.
Well, now this week, you're playing with that other band from Buffalo, the Philharmonic.
Yeah, nice bunch of kids. Yeah.
Tell me about the show.
The show is going to be terrific. It's going to be a collage of different things that I've wanted to do for a while. It's in the style that Doc Severinsen would have done a concert, in that I'm going to give you some surprises that you're not going to be aware of. And the music is going to be, this time, is going to be featuring Dave. And also a great singer, Nancy Kelly's got two tunes that she's going to come in and do. And I've written, if he chooses to do it, I've written a solo for the concertmaster to play a jazz chorus in your own sweet way. And there's a whole bunch of things that we're going to have fun with. And my quartet sounds great. That's all I can say. They sound great. You know, so it's going to be a wonderful experience for the audience. And I'm hoping that everybody will attend because I would like to do more of these. The next one I'd like to do would be Man Joan, and then do some other things besides that. So there's lots that I could see and envision doing. But this concert, if you miss it, it'll be one of those ones that everybody says, oh, you should have been there.
And that's at the Presbyterian Church, not at Klein Hands.
That's right.
Getting work done.
Yes.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you very much for giving me the time, and I hope I'll see everybody there, including you, Pat.
Bobby Militello, his quartet, and the Buffalo Philharmonic play tomorrow night at the First Presbyterian Church, beginning at 7 p.m. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO.